Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
And that now takes us to our next segment, like I said. And our next segment is called The Grow Model. And in our Grow Model, we focus on things that are going to help you understand things just a little bit better. And our week has been focusing on Christian lifestyle, particularly growing in Christ and growing together. That's our focus for today, growing together. Joining us now is Evangelist James Yatwinda, who's going to help us navigate this way. And by the way, we're talking about Christian growth here. Christian growth is not a solo endeavor. We are formed in community, sharpened by brothers and sisters, and held accountable in love by the same community of brothers and sisters. But community can be messy, and vulnerability is costly. Still, it's the soil where real growth takes root. And we invite you once again to join this conversation with Evangelist James Yatwinda. Evangelist, good afternoon to you. Welcome. And thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Thank you so much. I pray and hope that God is blessing you all and all the listeners.
Amen.
Out there.
Amen. We receive those blessings, Evangelist. Let's jump right in, Ra, shall we? Who in your life has permission to challenge, correct, or call you higher?
Well, that's a very good question. I think the background that I would like to give is before I met Christ, I think I was somebody that was egocentric. My views, my life, my feelings, I do what I want. But with time, as I met God, as I read his word, I realized that I was created by the word of God, Genesis 1, verse 26. I'm sustained by the word of God, 2 Peter 3, verse 7. And I was saved by the word of God. And everything about me now is about the word of God. What does that mean? What it means now is everything God directs, you know, my life through the word of God, through people. God sends people to me in different instances of life. God sends his servants to warn me, to challenge me, to do greater things. I think to summarize the answer to that question is really everything, as long as the source and the direction is coming from God himself.
So how do you respond when someone lovingly confronts you?
Thank you so much. Human nature naturally wants to resent any kind of uncomfortability, any conversation that makes you uncomfortable. But as we grow, you realize that actually we begin to cherish daily growth. Okay? So you realize that you now take a different shift from being somebody who is egocentric to being somebody now who wants to learn more, who would, even in the midst of people, when people are talking to you and then somebody just lovingly corrects you, you would really want to humble yourself and just listen to what that person is saying.
Okay. All right. And I don't know if there are many enough people who take being called out, it being done lovingly. So what fears or wounds keep you from being fully known in community?
So just come again?
I would like to understand if you have any fears or if you have any wounds that keep you from being fully known in your community.
Wow, I can testify that I think I don't have any fears or wounds, because I think God has healed me in a number of ways.
Wow.
I think now I would really love to be known in my community as somebody who preaches hope, somebody who evangelizes and who just brings this light upon sad faces. I think that's one thing that I really delight, to just chat with people, to just talk with them. By the way, I've got scars in my life. By that I mean that these bad experiences that we all come with. But with time and growth and as we grow in Christ, you realize to see actually the scars that we have, they now act as testimonies where you even show people to say, have you seen this scar? Of course,
right,
this is not a physical scar, Have you seen this part of life? This was me. But now look at who I am. And the reason is that man of Calvary called Christ Jesus, who redeemed me and who has healed me.
So how has God used others to shape your character and deepen your faith?
Wow, I think this question really, for me, I would take it, I'll trace it back when I was still in secondary school and even in university, being born from a family that wasn't Adventist. God has used so many people, so many friends of mine to, first of all, to introduce me to the Adventist faith, to challenge me to read books, to even read the Bible to a point where now it is now a daily routine for me to read the Bible. It is actually something that if I don't do, for example, now, I feel something is missing because honestly, how do I start a day mine as hearing a command from my commander, who is my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ himself. So from the days of secondary school and university life, God has used so many of my friends, my peers, my classmates to really shape me, to teach me so many different lessons. And from their experience, by the way, I've also learned the mistakes that I've made. And from my own experience in life, I have learned my own, and then I take the right path that I believe God is leading me on.
Yeah, I hear you. Final question there, evangelist, and I'll let you go. What kind of community are you cultivating, and what kind are you avoiding?
All right. I think the kind of community that I'm now cultivating is a community that cannot be, is a community atmosphere that cannot be bought by money. It is a kind of community where, regardless of what somebody is passing through, they must have that joy in their life, and that joy, actually, Jesus says, "Peace I give you, not as the world giveth." That's in John 14, verse 27. Not as the world giveth, but as I give. So I long to see a community where people have got an inner peace that can't be bought. Despite the challenges, despite the persecution. By the way, we are told also in the book of Revelation that there'll be so much persecution in the last days. So despite the persecution and despite the hurdles and everything that we pass through in life, I long to see a community that is happy, a community that is Christ focused. And the last part of the question, what community am I avoiding? It is a community that is corrupt in morals. Okay, it is a community of evildoers that I know if I engage with such kind of friends, they're going to corrupt my Christian beliefs. They're going to make me backslide.
Okay. All right. I hear you. Evangelist, thank you ever so much once again for your time, your insights. I do hope that we will get the chance to say goodbye tomorrow, because our network sometimes disappoints us and lets us down. But that you were able to talk to us today, unlike yesterday, we are grateful. May God bless you, and hope to see you to you tomorrow.
Sure, thank you so much. Thank you for engaging me. May God bless every listener. Thank you so much.
Part of the conversation, send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.